Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, and this is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Arlington, Virginia on Sunday, October 7th, 2 Oceans 12. I'm across the river from Washington, D.C., and from my window, I can see the Pentagon, the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, Arlington Cemetery, Lincoln Memorial, the Air Force Memorial. Lots of memorials for me to look at. Can't wait to masturbate. Such disrespect. How dare I? Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a Benson Interruption podcast over at Nerd Melt in Hollywood. It was episode number 18 and features Ben Schwartz, Matt Myra, Matt Besser, and a few more funny, funny folks. And it's available in the comedy album section of iTunes for $2 soon or now, probably in a few days. The good folks at iTunes, you just never know. But thanks in advance for buying it. It's how I keep Doug Loves Movies coming to you for free. On Friday, I flew from Los Angeles to Detroit, and the in-flight movie was Moonrise Kingdom, which I would not have minded seeing again, but the screens looked like the film hadn't been developed. It's like I was watching a negative of Moonrise Kingdom. Good going, United. Yesterday, I did a show at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase at 4:20 in the afternoon with my buddy Rob Cantrell. And I will share the Leonard Maltin game from that show with you at the end of this mini boner ep. I'm taping Doug Loves Movies episodes Monday night, October 8th in New York City at the Gramercy Theater. Got some great, four great guests lined up for that one. And next Saturday, October 13th, I'll be in Santa Monica, California as part of the LA Podcast Festival. You can get into that show with a PodFest badge. Or you could purchase a ticket for just that show, which will be followed by, and included in the admission price, a big stand-up show with lots of great comedian podcasters. Should be a super fun night. LAPodFest.com for deets tales. Yeah, that's right. I'm not saying deets or details. I'm saying deets tales. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies at Gary Lucy, spelled with 3 U's. Lucy. Tweeted, no matter how well behaved I am at a movie, I've never been named best boy in the credits, not once. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. And you know how I like to spill inside info for the peeps who actually listen to these mini-ups. So, if you're in the LA area on October 16th, we finally got him. That night's Doug Loves Movies taping will feature Judd Apatow, schedule permitting. And now, after the fart, Rob Cantrell versus Ann Arbor. Enjoy.
Does anyone hunger for games? Rob Cantrell is here. Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. I got a bag full of stuff to give away tonight. We've got a copy of my my CD, Smug Life, that I referenced earlier in the show. We've got... Thank you. We've got this thing. This is a great new prize I'll be giving out for the next two or three shows. This is a little, you know, a little pen light, little thingy. But where is it dark enough to see?
It... That's perfect on the night side.
Batman, come save. There's trouble at the Ann Arbor Showcase. Batman, get here as soon as you can.
I'm here to save the day.
All right, do you have a ticket?
No, I'm just here to save the day.
We got to tell you, there's a two-drink minimum.
I'm just here to save the day.
No. All right, so that's that bit. And then we also have a Douglas Movies t-shirt, and also contributed by Mr. Rob Cantrell from his hotel, a box of Golden Grahams, fun-sized box of Golden Grahams,
right home,
signed by all these other things, no applause, and then that. This is a crowd that's ready for this to be over because they need to reboot.
They just need to get some cereal.
All right, so did people bring name tags? Do we have name tags in the house? I know there's going to be some creative ones, and I think I may have said this the last time I was here, but I think you guys are due for an actual recording of an episode of the show here. So as soon as the town thaws, I'll think about coming back and doing that. We got Mark's got a Back to the Future theme thing, right? Mark to the Future. And then Tiffany, what does that mean? Breakfast at Tiffany's, eggs and bacon. Nice. Very clever. That guy's got Scott loves Doug Loves Movies. I've seen that before, right?
No.
This is the first time?
No, but you love cameras.
Oh, I love cameras. You're right. Eric's Finest instead of Brooklyn's Finest. That's pretty clever. That might appeal to Rob because he lives in Brooklyn. Oh, look at Tyler carved his name into some soap, like Fight Club. Oh. He doesn't want to play Leonard Maltin, he just wants to punch you.
He's actually in the Fight Club.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a little in.
He's a big guy. He's not a meatloaf with those crazy tits big, but... Look at that back there. A guy lit up his sign briefly, and then it went out again. There it is. Look at that. That's his face loves... Doug's face loves... cameras.
A bearded man that you don't know.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
And then there's another one lit up in the back there. This is very
Hellraiser.
Creative of you to shine a light on your
what is
sign.
It?
Melraiser instead of Hellraiser because your name is...
Mel.
Oh, I was going to guess Razor. Well, thank you for bringing that, Mel. Oh, we got another light up one here. Is that food, David?
Yeah, chocolate covered cherries.
Chocolate covered cherries
is a name tag.
Yeah, because his name's David. Get it? Remember on that David Lynch show when Sherilyn Fenn tied a cherry stem with her tongue?
Oh, yeah.
That's why he did that.
Jesus. That is
really... He's agreeing with that. Yes, that's exactly...
You that's me,
the, I bet you he's the tour guide of the tour of Fall Colors. Total shyster. Walks for a block and then says, "That's our tour."
Did you see
you saw
Lynch
all the Fall
the
Colors. What?
Did you see David Lynch on the Louis episode?
Yes.
It's great, right?
He was on two episodes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Very funny. Three. Do I hear four?
He's got a fucking
Harry Potter scarf on.
Jonathan Potter.
And he says his name is Jonathan Potter.
Close.
Yeah. Nice try, Mr. Potter. Mr. Potter. Oh, and I love how you brought your soap in the dove box it originally came from.
It's got a real strong smell.
It's got a real strong smell. You gotta box that shit up. You don't want people staring at you funny on the bus. That guy smells like soap. Must be trying to cover up something else, like weed. Alright, so pick a name tag, Rob, that you want to play for.
I think I gotta go with Eric Finest.
It's a creative crowd. Come on up, dude. Yeah, just you have to play. I hope you're good at it.
Eric, take a seat.
Oh, yeah. I didn't plan for that, but okay.
Sorry. Don't take a seat.
The seat is wet from my drink. I should say to the listeners, I'm having a cocktail. It's my second cocktail on my 37th day of sobriety.
And yeah, you can sit down if you want to. It's going to make your butt wet, though.
I'm not into that.
Not into it? All right. So, but actually, just go stand next to Rob there, because you guys have to share a microphone.
Yeah.
Because we want to hear what Eric has to say. Where are you from, Eric? What part of town? Ann Arbor?
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Ann Arbor.
Stadium.
You live near the stadium?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's loud.
Do people like you forget it?
Can you sell shit at the stadium?
Abandoned riff.
Jump ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, do they have swap meets at the stadium?
Yeah, can you sell shit like peanuts or like candy just like you broke? Like, I'm going to sell some shit at the stadium.
I don't know. I haven't tried. I always work.
You don't need to do that.
I think we asked two different questions.
What was your question?
Fucking stoners. I meant more of a swap meet at the stadium thing, and you meant go and just sell some candy that you bought at the store. Just go to the stadium and try to sell it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people...
Skittles! Half a bag!
Buy it for 10.
Who wants a Lubaloo? Have you tried a Lubaloo? Lubabaloo.
It's a candy?
No. It's a candy. It's gummy bear in the middle of Mounds Bar.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Chocolate and gelatin.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I didn't care for it. Sorry.
Can I just use a shirt?
There he is.
How are your weight on it?
Can you do what?
So can I just use my shirt?
Can you use your shirt for your name tag? All right. But guess what? I'm going to pray that this guy wins right now, and then there won't be another contestant. But also, Rob has to pick you, so that's up to him. All right, Eric.
We got Eric right now.
Yeah. Here we go, Eric.
All right.
And for the listeners, there's a gentleman in the audience that talks to me. I'm not Eastwooding. There is a real person... asking me questions. I don't know how much parking is, sir. And we don't validate. Alright, I'm pulling up the Leonard Maltin app on my Leonard Maltin phone. That's why I have this kind of phone. And you get to pick a category, our new friend Eric. Would you like Keeping Up with the Kardashians? That's movies that have three or more monsters in them. Or celebrating a birthday today, past guest on the show, Elizabeth Shue. So the films of Elizabeth Shue, movies, not movies about shoes, but movies featuring Elizabeth Shue. Or another favorite of a lot of players, In Theaters Now. That's movies that are playing in theaters now. This very moment, possibly.
I'll do the Kardashian one.
Give him the mic.
The three monster one.
Three monsters, Kardashians. Okay. All right.
Do you know your monsters, Big Hard, dude?
Probably better than I know if it's anything out right now. Yeah.
Okay. He's a real reasonable player. Get ready, everybody else. Especially Tyler with the soap. Leonard gave this movie 3 stars. And this is just between the gentlemen on stage, so don't yell out if you think you know it. 3 stars for this movie from 2001 that Leonard calls clever. And he also says that it's a winner and that it's full of laughs. Full of laughs. That's good. A winner that's full of laughs and clever and 3 stars. And it's got three or more monsters in it from 2001. And Leonard lists 9 performers that were involved in this movie. How many can you get it in? Naming them from the bottom of the list up.
I'll play it safe and go 8.
8's a very smart opening bit. You shaved a little off, but you left a lot for my friend Rob. What's he gonna do with it?
I don't know. I'd say 5.
Okay, 5 names.
Just get a little aggressive with it.
Rob says 5 names. What is Eric gonna do with that?
I'm going to say name that
Let
movie.
Let him talk into the microphone.
Name the movie.
Okay, he says name it.
Okay.
All right, you get five names. It's clever and a winner and full of laughs. And your five names are Bonnie Hunt, Frank Oz, John Ratzenberger, Jennifer Tilly, and James Coburn. Those are your five names. I'm going to hand the prize bag to Eric. So he can get used to holding it, get used to the heft of it.
He gets all of that if this?
He gets everything.
Oh,
if
shit.
If you can't name it, I don't think you're going to be able to name it.
Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, you son of a bitch! That's correct! Tyler, get up here. Give me that backpack. I'm sorry, Eric. Yeah, I'll name your shit in. For sure. Thank you so much, Eric.
I do kind of suck at this thing, but I tried not to be cocky, and it worked out.
Yeah, that was impressive. Monsters, Inc.?
That was complete 50-50 right there.
Can you paint with all the monsters of the ink? All right.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah. You get to pick between three categories, Tyler. Would you like...
Fight Club.
Fight Club, as we call him, Fight Club. Would you like Ass to Mouth? That's movies that have a talking donkey. In Theaters, Owl. That's movies where there's torture. Either watching them or in them. And then we'll bring her back again for one more try. The films of Elizabeth Shue. Which one would you like to play, Tyler?
S. Mouth.
Okay. I didn't mean to force you to say that out loud. It's kind of rude. So I'm going to give you a choice. Would you like a talking donkey movie from 2003 or 2004? Which one is more in your wheelhouse when it comes to talking donkeys?
We'll go 2003.
Okay, 2003. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that has a talking donkey in it. He says about it that it has... there's a sequence with a song written and performed by Carly Simon. And he also says about this movie that it is leisurely paced. Leisurely paced, Carly Simon song... has a talking donkey in it, and there are six performers listed in the cast of people involved in the making of this film. How many do you think you could name it in? Fight Club, Tyler.
I'll go four.
Four is a strong opening bid, Rob.
That is strong.
What are you going to do with that? You went four out of six.
No, I'm going to say name that movie.
All right.
Let's see if you can do this. I have no fucking clue.
All right. I'm just going to say right now, even if he can't do it, for having one of my favorite name tags that I've seen in a while, he wins.
He did put a lot of work into it.
Yeah. We got a meet and greet to get to.
Yep.
There's some weed in Ann Arbor right here. And it's waiting for us. And your four names?
Four.
Is that what you said, four? Your four names are... Tom Wheatley, Peter Cullen, Kath Susie, and Andre Stroika. I think if you got all six names, they probably wouldn't sound familiar to throw in one extra clue. 2.5 stars, 2003, Carly Simon song, and leisurely paced. Do you have any idea what this movie is? Our winner tonight.
I mean, Shrek's the only talking donkey I can...
I know, right?
Reference.
If you'd picked 2004, you would have gotten one of the Shrek movies. But 2003 is a motion picture called Piglet's Big Movie. Yeah. Featuring Eeyore and the talking donkey. Thank you so much, Tyler, for playing. And for you, for Eric, I'm going to read his shithead that he put on the back of his name tag, because that's a pretty decent consolation prize. One more time for Rob Cantrell, everybody. Good job, Rob. You could have been here all night. You're such a strong player. And thank you to everybody for coming out and for whatever that guy's yelling out right now. I can't deal with it at this very second. But as always, people who ride their bicycles on the sidewalk are a shithead.
eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause